Hi, this is Farley, and this poem is called Love Note. Though seated, the woman in the photograph looks tall, wears a stylish hat tipped to one side, a tailored black suit, a gash of white blouse. She holds white gloves and a leather clutch, aims her eyes a bit to the left, thinking private thoughts. She's formidable, substantial, beautiful. Nana. Never forget to moisturize, Nana told her first grandchild, me, methodically stroking her pale white neck, the smell of camphor rising. Shall we watch the Pirates together? Who's on Lawrence Welk this week? She wore housecoats at home, preferred quiet children, filled her apartment with totems, a box of buttons, a crucifix, a portrait of her husband, the judge. She fixed me egg salad sandwiches, cut off the crusts, and, don't tell the grown-ups, admired JFK. I could always escape to Nana until we moved to the West Coast when I was 9, until her eldest, my dad, died at 42. She came to visit, but only once a year. She aged. I called. Not often. A wedding gift arrived, and with it a note written, oddly, on torn, used envelopes. She missed me, was proud of me, thought about me every day. If only I had alerted to the warning behind that note. I visited the nursing home once, but never did find time to bundle up the new baby, take an airplane to Pittsburgh, place him in her arms and say to her, "Here he is. Here's your first great-grandson, Nana. Let's take a picture."